But he didn't live long after that. He died at the age of 83. I went to his wake and went to his funeral. And Elvis Cooper had some money too.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. That guy had gold money one time. I tell you, well, that the gold in, you know. Got a big base, got it down now.
You ever been over to Jackson?
Oh, I used to visit that place every month with Miss George. She had a sister over there. Yes, sir. I had a nephew over there. He died there about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there 41 years. And I was talking to one in the morning, and he said, Dr. had been in there, I don't know how long, but I remember what he told me about another white man had been in there since 1892. That's the year I was born. I said, what? He said, oh, yes, he's in there. Well, they got him in the lock ward. I went all through there. They cussed me out in there and do everything. All but hit me. I wouldn't go in them. You know, them fellow would fight. Well, they got him in the lock ward. And some of them, they got him chained to get them bars and everything. But some of them, pretty good. They talk good to you. Because I drove a car there one time, and I had a flat at the chicken farm going into Jackson. Well, when I was changing that time, one of them crazy fellas come and told me, look out. I got out there, he changed that tie, you know, and put the other tie in the trunk. I gave him for a bit. When I got to Jackson, old Mr. Keel was a patient. He fixed my tie and fixed it right, fixed it good. Some of them all right, some of them is hell in that room. I'm telling you, yes, you need my fight like the devil. But I never had trouble with him.
Yeah.
I seen one man come out there one day. I was in Ward 37 with my nephew. I saw it looked like that man, he had no face on him. That one kind of shut me up. I said, that man done that. Got behind the curtain. Now, I won't ask that man what's the matter with him. But what is it? Done that. Couldn't say, looked like he, all this was one. I don't know what happened to that man. And that man done him that, you see. Man on man and women on women. Oh, I said, my God. But I never asked him. Never seen that man no more yet. Some of them runs off. See, I stopped. That girl used to stop along the road and pick up old. I don't know if you know what a gum about that high. The second time in the year, they turn red, all different colors. So Miss Jordan take that for some kind of flower. Who he said, Jude, let me get that flower. I look. I stopped, I didn't get out. And I had that running too. When I looked back, there was a great big white fella coming with this wide open man, Jessica. I said, Joy, look, I said, look at that man coming back. Woo, he said, go ahead, go on. Well, I passed straight on through. I had to get to my house before I get to her house. I went straight on through to her house while her brother was staying on the side, Prop Joy. I said, Prop, I ain't going with your sister no more. But what's the matter? I said, she stopped on the road and I had a crazy man coming there. Before that man would come there and break my neck or her neck, then what? I said, next time you go, I'm going. And he went, I bet he didn't stop no more. I'm telling you.
Did he work there?
Who, me?
Did he work there, Prof Joe?
Did he went there?
Yeah.
Sure, he used to go there too. He'd go there. And the beating the street, that girl, he wouldn't talk to you. And, she'd pick up a little something like that and hand it to her mother. She'd take a spoon, money, and go up on top there. She was tall, you know. She'd put it there. Because I found some of that money there when I found that room. All right. Miss Joel sat beside that girl in that car and wrote her a note. And told on that note, said, Jack, who's that leaning against that car? She looked at that note, she rubbed her eye. She was old, you know, about 60 years old or more. Took that pencil and said, that is me.